USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A bill will be voted on today that will keep the government funded through December 3rd. If the bill is not enacted, the federal government would face a shutdown Friday. The House passed a government funding bill last week along party lines, 220 to 211. The Senate blocked the House bill in a procedural vote Monday. Republicans opposed the bill because it had included an extension of the debt ceiling already north of $28 trillion. Well, if his congressional gig doesn't work out, the Washington Nationals might be able to use Republican Representative Greg Stubbe of Florida. Stubbe hit a rare out-of-the-park home run in the Democrats versus Republican baseball game at the Washington Nationals field Wednesday.
Get caught up. Wow, this is a long
Greg
ball.
Stubbe with the Greg first Stubbe. Pitch and the first swing. It's going to be a home run. Stubbe out of the ballpark into the left field bleachers. Stubbe with the very first offering from Pete Aguilar swings and sends it to left field.
USA Radio News.
Remember when California was the golden state? Not anymore. Soaring crime, overregulation, and high taxes are forcing taxpayers to flee. Now, Newsmax's Rob Schmidt looks at what happened in his special series, California, It's Over. Rob walks on the Reagan Ranch with Governor Kristi Noem, and he talks to the insiders and reports from Los Angeles. Find out why you need to be worried, because California's mess may soon be coming to your state. Watch Rob Schmidt on Newsmax at 10 p.m. Eastern. Newsmax is on every major cable system. Just check your cable guide. If your cable system doesn't carry Newsmax, call your operator or switch to a service that does. Get Newsmax on most streaming services like Samsung, Roku, Pluto, or Zumo. Or download the free Newsmax app on your smartphone. It takes just seconds, and you can watch us anytime, anywhere. California's nightmare is spreading. Watch Rob Schmidt on Newsmax tonight.
French ex-president Nicolas Sarkozy was convicted and sentenced to a year of house arrest Thursday for illegal campaign financing of his unsuccessful 2012 re-election bid. Sarkozy, France's president from 2007 to 2012. A family member of President Reagan is speaking out about the release of his father's attempted assassinator. Brad Bernards explains.
Michael Reagan, son of former President Ronald Reagan, told Newsmax he understands the sentiment of many who oppose a judge's recent order to give unconditional release to the man who tried to kill the 40th president.
My father would be supporting exactly what's going on right now and not be worried, because we need to understand. The Secret Service is going to know where John Hinckley is for the rest of his entire life. So I'm not better than my dad. I want to be more like my dad and have a loving heart and live the Lord's Prayer instead of just repeat it.
John Hinckley was found not guilty by reason of insanity for the 1981 attempt on Reagan's life.
We are USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
A Republican congressman from Florida is speaking out against the vaccine mandate being forced on Americans, some say is unconstitutional. Representative Michael Waltz on Fox News.
And this administration is not supporting those brave men and women who are waking up every day to keep our communities and keep our borders safe. They're putting the burden on them rather than on their policies to disincentivize these thousands of migrants, many of which have COVID.
The wife of a Del Rio, Texas Border Patrol officer talks about the vaccine mandate and the threat of defunding those that don't obey.
Ever since the mandate was starting to get talked about, I was just furious because I felt the same way. I was like, you know, how can they allow all these people to come in testing positive and nobody even thinks twice about it? But our husbands and our wives and, you know, these people that are putting their lives on the line every day to protect us, they're the ones that are getting punished, you know, and the Border Patrol is already undermanned. They're overwhelmed, as we could see, you know, the last week when here in Del Rio. We don't have the resources already, and in a couple months there's going to be a lot of men and women that just, they're not going to stay. I mean, they're already deciding that they're not going to stay.
On September 18th, NASA's Integrity helicopter was supposed to take to the Martian sky for the 14th time. It failed a pre-flight test and didn't take off. The reason, they say, decreasing atmospheric density caused by seasonal changes on Mars means the helicopter will need more rotor speed to gain flight. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.